Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. It was July 8th, 2011 at Cape Canaveral, Florida.
2-1-0 and liftoff. The final liftoff of Atlantis.
Program Houston. Roger, roll, Atlantis.
After that, the space shuttle program was history, with Americans riding Russian rockets. Tomorrow, also at the Cape, weather permitting, two astronauts will end America's 9-year launch drought. Not only that, it will be the first time a private company rather than the U.S. government sends humans into orbit. Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken will be in the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, says Behnken.
This is an awesome time to be an astronaut with a new spacecraft to get a chance to go and fly.
Both astronauts flew one space shuttle and both have traveled twice before to the space station. The launch is scheduled for 4:33 a.m. Perth time tomorrow, but rain, dense clouds, and possible lightning threaten that time. Right now, there's a 60% chance the Falcon 9 rocket lifts off tomorrow. The next launch window will be on Sunday, your time. Elon Musk, who builds the Tesla electric car, also runs SpaceX, which designed and built both the rocket and the astronauts' capsule. In fact, the astronauts will arrive at the launch pad in a Tesla, not a gray government van. Speaking to Nine's Robert Penfold, Australian Andrew Thomas, a veteran of four shuttle flights, praises Musk's accomplishment.
He's obviously a very astute business person, but he's also a very astute engineer. So I would feel a lot of confidence in flying on one of Elon's vehicles.
It's a good thing that Thomas is that confident, for his wife, astronaut Shannon Walker, is on the next SpaceX flight.
She will launch to the space station, where she will remain for a period of 6 months.
Tomorrow's SpaceX launch will be from that same Cape Canaveral pad where that final Atlantis took off in 2011. Millsy and Basil, Doug Hurley, one of those two astronauts set to go up tomorrow, was on that sentimental flight, and now will be opening a new chapter in space travel.